Okay, good morning, everybody. So we're in Perak Yilches of Hilchos Sanhedrin. We just finished discussing the principles of Lavin Shebichlalos, the different dynamics of Lav Shebichlalos. One, what we call the Lo Sochel Al Adam model, and then, No Mavushal Bamayim Ki Im Tzliyesh, Ein Lokin Ala Achas, the Rambam's Girsa, contra the Ravid, that we discussed, right? And the idea being that, again, Malkos B'makom Misa Omedes, and contravening the revealed will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, requires a very significant penalty. But if it's a little bit indirect in that regard, because it's a lav shebichalos, it could mean so many things. So we said that the breadth is kind of mitigates or ameliorates the directness, right? When something has so many legitimate meanings. It's important to be cognizant of the fact that any one particular meaning is a little bit attenuated from that perspective. So be that as it may, the Rambam goes on in the next halacha, I think, to really, and you're always fascinated by how the Rambam chose to organize this and the Smichas HaParshios and what motivated it. So I'll try to, weigh in a little bit on what I think is going on here. But what happens if a person, Kaviyachol Chuko Tlula is making a mockery of the Malkos system, right? And it's clear that they're taking advantage of the Malkos Makom Miso Medes and engaging in Averos HaChamuros saying I'll take my lumps, so to speak, and not to really seriously engage. So Mishalaka Bevezdin Al Isarkare Salaka Pam Shnia Aloso Kare Satsmo is the same Avera Kigon Shachol Chela Velakalav Achol Chela Pam Shnia Velakalav Imachol Pam Shlishi. So here, if he did it again, in Malkanoso, so the Malkos are not going to be in Malkos Machzikos, ala Averos Machzikos, both the Kesavish and the Radvaz allude to that. Al Machlisano Solakiba, Vu Makom Tsar, Kfi Komaso, right, a very narrow place. Veinu Yachol Ishkav Bo, Venosam of Lechem Tsar, Maim Lachat, Ad Sheyatseru Meav, Viyechla, Viachach Machlino So Seorim, Ad Shekreso Nivka. So, right, this is particularly ghastly. I don't have to go into all the details, but the person is in a very confined space, and on a certain diet, so the kippa will lead to their death. So basically what happens here, on a technicality, right, they're not chayav misas bezdin, but we do put them to death. This is not skilas reifa herig v'chenek, but we do put them to death through grama, essentially, utilizing the space. Because really, they are chayiv misa, right? The whole point is that they're engaging in averos hachamuros. They're doing so brazenly. They're making a mockery of the system of Malkos, which is supposed to be, near death experience. B'makom misa omedes, instead of it having that impact, right? The person is, trivializing it for himself, but also by extension for everybody else. So in this scenario, this is where, Malkos meets Misa, right? We say, okay, we're not going to give him Malkos anymore. We're going to up the ante. We can't give Misa's Bezdin. There wasn't Hasra for Misa's Bezdin. The person get off on a technicality for the rest of their life. So what we do is, we have this kind of a middle ground between Misa's Bezdin and Malkos, right, in that very narrow space, namely Kippa, right? That's what's going on here. And then it's an essential way of getting at the point that a person has to take into account, the sense of, the chumras hadavar. So a person is making a mockery of Yisurei Kares and utilizing the Malkos to, allow himself to engage in this practice. So there has to be some self-defense mechanism in the halacha, and the kippah is essentially that self-defense mechanism. If it wasn't so, then Malkos Makom Misa Medes, there would be no grounds. I mean, what grounds we have to put him to death through Misas Bezdin or through some end around to Misas Bezdin? But the whole point is, Meikar Hadin is Chayav Misa. Malkos is supposed to be the situation where we're saying, okay, we're giving you another chance. But if he's making a mockery of the Malkos, so that is an intolerable thing from our point of view, and that's the circumstance in which Kippa comes in.